Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Numbers 1236 to 1300. M.R. Number 1281. Concern for the Wurunga Sanitarium. The purpose of our institutions. Leaders should be chosen for their spirituality. Written January 5, 1903, from Elmshaven, Sanitarium, California, to Elder and Mrs. Burden. I wish to send you a few lines in this mail. I have written to Dr. Caro and his wife, and I will send you copies of these letters, that you may see just how I regard the question of their connection with the Wurunga Sanitarium. Have you evidence that a radical change has taken place in Dr. Caro's life? If so, this is enough. Has he been converted? If he has not, he would not, if connected with the sanitarium, rightly represent the truth for this time. His influence would stand in the way of bringing the institution to that place where it will meet the mind of God. In my former letters, I have spoken in regard to this matter, and now I speak to you again, saying, be guarded in giving Dr. Caro encouragement to connect with the sanitarium. In his letter to Willie, he says, you know, I have an expensive family. He seems to think that we shall take it for granted that this is something that cannot be changed. To connect such a family with the sanitarium would be to bring in an undercurrent of influence that would undo what you will try to do. Unless all the workers in the sanitarium will stand firm for truth and righteousness, you might just as well not have a sanitarium. The work and influence of unconsecrated workers would cause much trouble and heartache, and create difficulties that you could not handle, difficulties which would exert a strong influence for evil, but which you would not be able to take hold of as something tangible. Such things would bring into the sanitarium the leaven of evil. Secure, if possible, humble men and women as workers for the sanitarium. At one time I thought that Dr. Keller would connect with this institution, but neither he nor his wife are obtaining the experience that the physicians connected with this institution should have. Every physician and every helper in other lines in the sanitarium should have a genuine religious experience. Those who are children of God will work the works of God, but he who shuts the Holy Spirit away from his life should not be brought into connection with the sanitarium. The workers are to be carefully chosen and then tried. Those who cannot bear the test should not be encouraged to stay. Workers who are loath to fulfill the requirements of God's word will be vacillating, sometimes serving the Lord and sometimes serving the wicked one. I see that many difficulties present themselves before you, but you cannot afford to run any risks. Those who are by themselves in families have opportunity to connect with them those who need spiritual help and to work for them, but it is different in a sanitarium where so many are brought together. We reason, we must take men as they are, not waiting for them to become as they ought to be, and make them better if we can, remembering their infirmities. But we are not to forget the object for which our sanitariums are established. It is that the light of truth may be shed abroad, that the sick and suffering who come may receive physical and spiritual healing. How carefully, then, should the workers for such an institution be chosen? Every word and act of each worker exerts an influence either for good or for evil. Those who stand at the head of the institution have a strong, molding influence, and the utmost care is to be shown in the selection of these men. There are those who have excellent qualifications, but who follow a course of action that robs their influence of all fragrance. They refuse to see that they are not just what they should be. They cannot see that anyone is wiser than they are. Such ones could not be a help in our sanitarium. In regard to moving the food factory from Kurenbong to Sydney, do not do this, Brother Burden, till the matter has received further consideration. I shall not be reconciled to this movement until clearer evidence is presented that it is the best thing to do. I wish that the sanitarium, instead of being nearer Sydney, could have been farther away. When certain points become clearer in my mind in the future, I may be able to speak more definitely in regard to the food factory. I think some health food manufacture should be carried on at Kurenbong. How much is, of course, the question. Make changes slowly. As far as I can see now, Dr. Kress will have to act as physician-in-chief at the Wirunga Sanitarium. If in the future the burden proves too heavy for him, a change will have to be made. You and your family should be connected with the sanitarium. The institution must have a manager, and I think that you should occupy this position.
I fear that I may confuse you by my letters. If I do, please pardon me. I am intensely desirous that the work of the Wirunga Sanitarium shall be a success. The labor of a faithful minister is to be connected with the labors of the physicians. All the workers are to consecrate their talents to the building up of the institution. If they will reflect the light of heaven, souls will be converted. God is to be made first and last and best in everything. The proclamation of the truth for this time is to be the one great interest. It was for this that the sanitarium has been established. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., August 6, 1987. Entire letter.